The current time is 10:48 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The 7-day forecast for Kansas City and the surrounding area for tonight, periods of showers, mainly after 5 a.m. Chance for precipitation is 80%. Low in the middle 60s. East-southeast wind between 6 and 10 miles per hour. More rain amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. For Saturday, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Chance for precipitation is 90%. High in the lower 70s. East wind between 11 and 17 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. More rain amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. For Saturday night, periods of rain and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Chance for precipitation is 90%. Low in the middle 60s. East-southeast wind between 9 and 17 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. More rain amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. For Sunday, periods of rain and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Chance for precipitation is 80%. High in the middle 70s. East-southeast wind 7 to 10 miles per hour becoming north-northwest. More rain amounts between 3 quarters and 1 inch possible. For Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance for precipitation is 50%. Cloudy, with a low in the lower 60s. North-northwest wind between 7 and 9 miles per hour. More rain amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. For Independence Day, partly cloudy, with a high near 80. For Monday night, mostly clear, with a low in the upper 60s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 80s. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance for precipitation is 30%. Partly cloudy, with a low in the middle 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 90s. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, with a low in the middle 70s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 90s. For Thursday night, mostly clear, with a low in the middle 70s. And for Friday, mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 90s. At 10 p.m. at Kansas City International, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 74, the dew point 55 and the relative humidity 51%. The wind was southeast at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.08 inches and rising. Around Kansas City, it was clear, with a temperature of 70 at Johnson County Executive and 71 at Lewis Summit. At downtown Kansas City, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 76. Across Kansas, it was cloudy. It was 72 at Lawrence, 74 at Wichita, and 76 at Manhattan. North of town, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 74 at St. Joseph, 71 at Des Moines, and 73 at Omaha. Across the Ozarks into central and eastern Missouri, it was clear, with a temperature of 75 at Springfield, and 71 at Sedalia. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 68 at Clinton, and 75 at St. Louis. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 77 at Joplin, 69 at Lake of the Ozarks, and 69 at Columbia. Once again, at 10 p.m. at Kansas City International, skies were cloudy, with a temperature of 74. Flash flood watch remains in effect through Sunday evening. The flash flood watch continues for portions of east-central Kansas and northeast Kansas, including the following areas in east-central Kansas: Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Wabalsee. In northeast Kansas, Jackson and Jefferson. Through Sunday evening, several rounds of heavy rainfall are forecast to begin tonight and continue into Sunday. Widespread rainfall totals of 2 to 4 inches are forecast with locally higher amounts. Low-lying areas and those that are prone to flooding could see fast rising waters in a short time. Camping along creeks and rivers will pose a greater risk to the dangers of flash flooding. A flash flood watch means that conditions may develop that lead to flash flooding. Flash flooding is a very dangerous situation. Persons planning outdoor activities, especially on or near area waterways, should be aware of the flash flooding potential and stay tuned to the latest weather updates. Repeating, a flash flood watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. Sunday for the following county, Douglas, Kansas. NOAA's National Weather Service can activate weather radios for severe weather watches and warnings. Weather radios with a specific area message encoder can be programmed to activate an alert for counties you select within the broadcast area. Codes to program the radios for specific counties can be found on the internet. Use the keyword specific area message encoder and counties in your favorite search engine. This is National Weather Service NOAA Weather Radio, KID 77 in Kansas City.